Good morning and welcome to another daily devotional from Valley Baptist Church. I trust you're well, whether you're meeting with us first thing in the morning or later on in the day, wherever you are, whatever time it is, we thank you for tuning in. This is Saturday the 27th of June and I hope that you're well. We're still in lockdown, although there has been an easing somewhat, which is making life a wee bit more tolerable. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I trust that you're well, not only physically, and that's important because at a time of pandemic, there are many people who are ill and suffering those symptoms. So I hope that you're keeping well and looking after yourself. I hope also that you are well mentally and emotionally, because at a time of lockdown, it can affect how we think and we can get discouraged and we can find the way difficult and feel isolated. And so I hope mentally and emotionally you're well, but also spiritually. Sometimes people forget about their spiritual well-being, and that is a vital area for us. Sin has robbed us of our spiritual vitality in life, but that can be restored through a personal relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ, who loved us and died for us. And so if you haven't put your faith and trust in him, I would encourage you to do so even this morning. Some Saturday mornings I get the chance to watch the chef James Martin on television, and he casually chats to his guests while cooking an amazing meal of fish or lamb or steak or venison or something, or doing a beautiful dessert. Some of the ingredients, I confess, I've never heard of, maybe oriental spices or rare herbs or and of course with James Martin there's always plenty of butter in his recipes. But under the chef's expert eye, they're blended together to produce a culinary delight. And when I see the final dish, all beautifully presented, of course, I wish that my television had an aroma button that I could press to get the fragrance from the television, or even better, a taste button so that I could taste that beautiful meal. The expert skill of a chef is to blend ingredients that maybe to the rest of us seem strange and mysterious, but they, with their expert eye, their expert knowledge, are able to blend them together and fuse them into something amazing to excite the taste buds. I'm sorry if I've made you hungry first thing on a Saturday morning. You'll be hungry now the rest of the day. But I want to draw your attention with that in mind to a well-known passage of scripture found in Romans chapter 8. And I'm reading Romans chapter 8 from verse 26 to verse 28. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Ending a reading there at verse 28. Paul the Apostle is writing from Corinth to the saints in Rome. And it's a wonderful treaty on the gospel. It's a wonderful statement of our faith. This epistle of Romans, I believe, is vital for every Christian. It is so full of doctrinal truth to help us in our Christian walk. St. Augustine, I believe, was converted to Christ through the reading of the epistle to Romans. And also Martin Luther, of course, launched the Reformation on the basis of Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. And John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, I believe, was converted to Christ listening to someone read from Luther's commentary on the Epistle of Romans. The context of the verses that we have read from Romans chapter 8 is prayer, and how it is difficult at times for us to pray according to the will of the Lord. Sometimes we don't know what His will is. His ways are far beyond our ways. His ways are past finding out. And how do we pray in His will? And Paul reminds the Roman believers that we have a divine help. We have the Holy Spirit, and He prays on our behalf in accordance with the will and the purpose of God. Like a complicated recipe, He knows all the ingredients needed to make us the people of God that we ought to be. And verse 28 that many people love to quote, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Some people get annoyed at that verse and they say, well, in my life all things aren't working together for good and I don't see it. Imagine it, if you will, as a complicated spiritual recipe. All the ingredients that maybe you don't understand, but God understands. And He is the divine chef, is blending them together to produce His masterpiece in our lives. And He will blend them together for His glory and for our benefit. It could be this morning that you feel as if God is using spices too hot, spices maybe too strong, ingredients that are too spicy or too sour. And it seems cruel and it seems unfair and of no benefit to you. But we can rest assured that the eternal chef not only knows the ingredients, but He is blending them perfectly to make a masterpiece and a meal that will be a blessing to us and to many. Some meals, you know, cook in a short space of time, 30 minutes and they're done. Others will simmer for hours, just waiting for that perfect blend. Today, as we face another day, let the eternal chef blend His ingredients in your life. And be prepared to wait, maybe not just 30 minutes, but maybe days or weeks or months, maybe even years, to get that perfect blend together, that something spectacular will be produced, because He will cause all things to work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And our lives will rise as a sweet savour unto the Lord. Please have a wonderful day. Whatever you're doing, maybe shopping or maybe doing something more exciting than that, have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Care for those who are elderly and vulnerable. Continue to pray for our health service, our workers, our nurses, doctors, carers. We'll be live streaming, God willing, from Bally Baptist Church tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning and 6:30 in the evening. And I hope that you'll be able to join with us then. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank You that another morning we can come to Thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank You for this little picture of You being the divine chef who blends all things together for our good. Father, some of the spices we don't understand, some of the ingredients we can only imagine what they are. But Father, You know all of them. Not only do You know them, but You created them and You blend them in our lives. And You know exactly the recipe and You know exactly what You're doing. Father, give us patience to wait as they all blend together. And our Father, we pray that You will produce something in our lives that will bring sweet aroma, a beautiful meal, fit for the very presence of God. Father, be with our health service, we pray. Undertake for our workers, our nurses, doctors, carers. Be with them, we pray. Father, undertake for us as a fellowship. As we meet again tomorrow, we pray that You will bless our time around the Word of God and that we will know Your help and know Your blessing. And Father, we pray that You'll be with us today. Undertake for us. Keep us safe. And Father, may we know Your nearness and know Your blessing. For we ask it all in the name of the one who loved us and died for us, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Stay safe.